This is the Composer's Datebook for February 15th. I'm John Zeck. We probably have the irrepressible playwright, music critic, and ardent socialist George Bernard Shaw to thank for this music, the Third Symphony of Sir Edward Elgar. Shaw had been trying to persuade Elgar to write a Third Symphony, and early in 1932, he wrote to Elgar, "Why don't you make the BBC order a new symphony? It can afford it." A few months later, Shaw dashed off a postcard with a detailed, albeit tongue-in-cheek, program for the new work. "Why not a financial symphony?" he wrote. "Allegro, impending disaster. Lento mesto, stone broke. Scherzo, light heart and empty pocket. Allegro con brio, clouds clearing." Well, there was a worldwide depression in 1932, but the depression that had prevented Elgar from tackling a new symphony was more personal: the death of his beloved wife in 1920. Despite describing himself as a broken man, unable to tackle any major projects, when Elgar died in 1934, he left behind substantial sketches for a Third Symphony, commissioned, in fact, by the BBC. Okay, fast forward 64 years to February 15th, 1998. That's when the BBC Symphony gave the premiere of Elgar's Third at Royal Festival Hall in London. It was in what they call a performing version or elaboration of Elgar's surviving sketches, prepared by the contemporary British composer Anthony Payne. It was a tremendous success, and we would like to think somewhere in the hall the crusty spirit of George Bernard Shaw was heard to mutter, "Well, about time." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.